The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Lots of information every day here at 10 o'clock on WNN. And just a little bit of information. If you want to listen to this show on your computer, you can go to WNNradio.com. And you can even listen to the show after I'm finished broadcasting because it will be archived. And you can listen to an archived version of the show on SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And joining me by phone from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. How nice to hear your voice. Hope that I'm coming across loud and clear because the workmen are still doing what they have to do to help the construction be completed so that we can open around Thanksgiving.
Very exciting, and it's you're coming through loud and clear, and we don't hear all of that construction racket. So give us a little bit of an update about what they're working on today, and what are you working on?
Well, we have right now the AC people are finishing up running the ductwork for number 2 and number 3 air conditioners. Number 1 was completed yesterday, and they expect to be finished by Saturday running the rest of the ductwork. And the other 2 major issues that are going to be done here next week is going to be the polishing of the floor to give it a nice bright shine and coincide with the brightness of how the store looks to give people a feeling of almost being outdoors and doing some shopping. In a very cool, comfortable environment. And the other thing we're going to be doing is putting up the fixtures that go on the floor so that we can include the many thousands of items that we're going to be stocking over the course of our pre-opening setup. And we expect to have many, many thousands upon thousands of products that people are familiar with by all the leading companies. And just to mention a few, we're talking about Jarrow Formulas, we're talking about Life Extension, we're talking about Garden of Life, Country Life, Solgar, American Health, Solaray, all the products from Nutraceutical. And again, a whole host of many other companies that people are very familiar with in the way of supplements and protein powders. We will also have a tremendous line of organic groceries, and the organic groceries will be in the form of non-perishable, which means that they're going to be packaged either in a bag or a box or a canister that people will be able to take home and enjoy. And we're not going to pull any punches as far as a BOGO or buy one, get one. We don't operate like that. We offer everybody the opportunity to buy just one of a product at the lowest possible price, 52 weeks a year. That is the policy of mine and has been all my retailing life, is to offer the best product at the best possible price with the best possible service that you can ever want. So we look forward to people shopping here come around Thanksgiving, and we'll keep all listeners up to date. And I know in the meantime, Janet, we are scheduling some very, very important guests to be on the show with you and me as time goes on. So that will take place. And as to mention, the website, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. People can go there and check and see the videos that we produced to put on the site, as well as the progress report of what the store is looking like as of last Saturday. And we update every Saturday by taking new pictures and new videos of what is happening here at the Save A Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. So with that said, Janet, we have the radio on. We're going to be listening to what you have to share. And I will be speaking to you again sometime tomorrow morning.
Before you go, Al, can you tease us just a little bit more with some names of who might be some radio guests visiting the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour?
I didn't quite hear that. A little bit of background noise. Will I give you the names of who?
Of potential visitors to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
We at this particular point have many different guests that will be appearing. And at the present time, I would rather not release those names because they may be doing other radio shows for other companies.
Aha. Okay. Well, so for today, our listeners have me, and I am going to kind of continue the discussion that I began yesterday with regard to some of the chemicals that are very often found in packaged foods and, unfortunately, in commercial vitamin products. And so we know that they will not find these chemicals in the organic grocery items at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers.
So true. I do want to make mention of the fact that I think you know Dr. Michael Murray.
I have followed
him as of yesterday to be on one of our shows.
Excellent. Okay.
And believe it or not, he is trying to secure a very, very special guest for our radio show. Many people know this young lady from watching her on TV. And I could tell you her name is Christine Brinkley.
Aha! Excellent.
She just wrote a recent book, and I think that's one of the topics that we'll be discussing in a future show is this new book she wrote about how to stay young and beautiful. I can't believe she's going to be 62 years old.
She certainly knows how to stay young and beautiful.
There is no question about that. I envy her a great deal. And I think that if women that listen to the show and maybe read her book, I think we'll get a more interesting viewpoint of how she feels about supplements and taking the proper dosage of supplements every day. And compliance is most important.
And she certainly is a very big supporter of the right types of exercise, and that's an important part of staying young. So feeding yourself well, taking the supplements that provide the energy and all of the health supporting approaches that you need to stay young and beautiful.
So we'll keep our listeners abreast of everything that's happening, and you'll certainly be the first to know who the guests will be coming up.
Very exciting. So certainly you have created a lot of enthusiasm right here at the radio station for having Dr. Michael Murray as a guest in the future here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, as well as Christy Brinkley. She's great.
Well, we look forward to that. So in the meantime, I know you're looking forward to share all that great information about the ingredients people should be looking for not to eat, and we'll be listening on the radio over here.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much for calling, Al, and I'll keep telling people where they can find you and where they can find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Sounds good, Janet. Thank you very much. Take care. Enjoy the day.
And you have a very, very good day and a very highly accomplished day. All kinds of construction being finished up at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so that was our leader, Al Foreman, and he can be found at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7. That's just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road, and it's on the west side behind the Spirit Halloween store. And you will also find, as a landmark, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So just behind the Spirit Halloween store, if you look in the center, you will see the Save-A-Lot sign on the front of the store. And it's dramatic how every day there is such a big change. So many things getting finished up at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I know that the people working there are extremely grateful that the air conditioning is getting finished up. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to start out with, just for the few minutes I have left here in this segment, I am very much of the opinion that so many chemicals that we have put into our environment not only are horribly toxic to humans, but we are dramatically altering environmental chemistry. And so one of the things that I talk about and I sign petitions about, and I like to talk to individuals that I meet with. The subject is bees. And bees, this is according to an article that was in the Mother Jones website. Bees are dying in record numbers, and the government finally admits that it's a common pesticide that is behind all of these bees dying off. And it's been more than 10 years that the Environmental Protection Agency has been resisting pressure from environmentalists and beekeepers to reconsider the class of insecticides called neonicotinoids. And neonics is the nickname, so to speak. And there's so much research showing how bees and other insects that we depend on as pollinators, even at tiny, minuscule doses, essentially kills them off. So the report card that was presented to the Environmental Protection Agency was so dire that they may very well restrict the use of the chemical by the end of 2016. It's marketed by Bayer and Syngenta. And neonics are the most widely used insecticides globally. And there is a long, slow process that is in the works, but so far there are still tens of millions of acres of farmland treated with neonics each year. So one of the things that I tell people, you can contact the EPA and tell them you think that there needs to be specific changes reducing the amount of the neonics applied to farmland, and let them know that they have a responsibility to oversee what is now this behemoth, because there has been a merger of Monsanto and Bayer, and those are the two giant chemical companies that are most behind the environmental changes and the detrimental environmental changes. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we just heard from Al Foreman and the update on the progress at the store. And when we come back, an update on more of the chemicals that you need to be aware of so that you can avoid the potential toxicity of those chemicals. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center. And welcome back. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli, and lots of information to share with you this morning. Okay, yesterday I talked about aspartame, I talked about high fructose corn syrup, and I talked about monosodium glutamate, and the list continues. Those three are very common ingredients in processed food. So lots of you may very well be aware that you need to watch out for those ingredients in any packaged foods that you're picking up. And there are lots more. Some of them have gotten a good bit of attention, some of them not so much attention. Okay, the next one, lots of people know about this one, trans fat. Okay, so this was introduced years and years and years ago into the marketplace. I know during World War II, there were certain products available because of the shortage of butter, shortages of certain types of foods that were being sent overseas to our soldiers. And then they, I guess, saw a niche in the marketplace for this product, and they began to manufacture margarine. It was cheaper. The advertisement said, it tastes just like butter, or it tastes better than butter. And for sure, they tried to tell you that it was better for you, that you should stop eating those dangerous animal products, the saturated fats from animal sources, and indeed, you should go for this vegetable source. Now, keep in mind, a lot of times, those vegetable source margarines were corn and soy oil, and we're going back a long, long time, but now most of the corn and soy crops here in the United States are genetically modified. So in addition to having negative effects upon your circulatory system, they are also, those crops are behind literally poisoning your environment, because when there's genetically modified crops, we know that those crops resist the application of pesticide. So your crop is contaminated with heavy doses of pesticides as well as contaminating the environment. So when you start to look at the molecular structure of trans fats, you think, wow, why would they possibly think that that's a good thing to do? So there's carbon and hydrogen bonds, and what they do in a factory is disturb that proper ratio, that ratio that your body would be able to deal with. And by disturbing that ratio, it presents a molecule to your liver that your liver has never seen before. It is not a naturally occurring molecule. So it's really hard for your liver to make the right enzymes to break it down and break it down to a usable form. So in addition to margarine, There you're going to find partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, trans fats, in chips and crackers, all kinds of commercial baked goods, and certainly in fast foods. So what happens when your ingestion of trans fats increases? Well, LDL cholesterol increases. And what did I say yesterday about the LDL cholesterol? It isn't that the LDL cholesterol is the bad cholesterol. It's that when your LDL cholesterol is increasing and high or out of the range that the, out of the reference range that the labs have put in place, it's indicating a lot of inflammation. And your body is trying to cover up that inflammation, particularly the inflammation about the lining of your blood vessels. Those cells get damaged, there's inflammation, and the LDL comes along and it is attempting, this is a natural known body function, it's attempting to cover up that damaged and inflamed area of your blood vessel. But if you keep eating trans fats, if you keep eating the margarine, the chips, the commercial baked goods, if you keep eating all of those fast foods, then that inflammation and damage never heals. Your blood chemistry stays the same and creates more and more and more inflammation. So if your blood has an inflammatory chemistry, as you will be identifying because the LDL is going up, then the blood is not so capable of bringing nutrients to the cells and removing debris. So it isn't able to do its job. So cholesterol levels also have another change in that the LDL cholesterol is, the presence of the LDL cholesterol is so overwhelming, HDL levels are reduced. So the trans fats, instead of being beneficial for heart and circulatory systems, you are dealing with increased risk of heart disease as well as strokes. So inflammation, diabetes, I'm going to say arthritis, because if you keep up that inflammatory process for a long enough time, there are certainly inflammatory processes occurring all through your body, far beyond just the inflammation in the interior of your blood vessels. So you think about all of the people who are on those over-the-counter anti-inflammatories for arthritis, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and the things that are meant to calm inflammation in your digestive system. Because again, if your blood chemistry is disturbed in such a way because of the presence of the trans fats, inflammation is going to occur. So hepatitis, not a viral or bacterial hepatitis, but an inflammation of the liver, elevated liver enzymes because of this continuous exposure to inflammatory substances in your food. So that's your food that's meant to nourish you. And it's not doing that. Instead, it's creating any number of different inflammatory problems all through your body. So we know now that the Food and Drug Administration has changed the food facts information on the boxes, and that they're very specific about reducing the amount of trans fats. And people understand, many people understand, that the trans fats actually needs to be zero. So what do you think happened on those food labels? They made the serving sizes so small that they were able to put zero next to the designation trans fats. So when you pick up a protein snack bar, as an example, and you're very careful and you're looking at the protein content and carb content and the fiber content, and then you review the fats, and under trans fats, it says zero. And you know how many servings that protein bar is? Four. And we all know you're going to eat that protein bar in one sitting. But because they've designated the serving size as one-fourth of the bar, they're able to say zero trans fats. Oh, it's so sneaky out there on those food labels. You have to be a partial scientist, partial investigator, in order to take a look at those food labels and make a truly informed decision, an informed decision that's going to support your good health. Amazing information. Okay. Now, in addition to those trans fats and the sweeteners and the lack of fiber and the lack of different minerals and so on in many of the packaged foods that we are picking up and use on a regular basis, what about the food dyes? And what's so amazingly interesting to me is, take a look at all of the colors. Let's say there are chewable antacid products that you're using. Take a look at the list of ingredients in those. Lots of different colors. They're very beautifully colored, very enticing, very appealing. But it's full of artificial colors. Then take a look. Oh, those cereals, and the ones are that the loopy, fruity kind of cereal. How many different colors in there? And are those colors natural? I don't think so. So when we come back, I'm going to name the names of those different colors that have potentially really negative effects on your good health. And those colors are so bright, so appealing, so desirable from a visual point of view. Hard to resist, but I'll give you the information about why you need to resist. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Right back after these messages. Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking to you about artificial colors. So what are the ones that you need to watch out for? Blue number one, blue number two, red number three, Red number 40. Red number 40 is one that I tend to see over and over and over again. Yellow number 6 and yellow tartrazine. Those last three are the ones that seem to be most commonly used. The red 40, yellow 6, and yellow tartrazine. Where are you going to find these things? Ah, fruit cocktail. And I said, okay, well, why is it in the fruit cocktail? Well, they have those little cherries, and in order to keep their red color in the fruit cocktail, they certainly use the red dye. And certainly maraschino cherries, they're talking about cherry pie mix, ice cream. And again, when you start to read the ingredients in the ice cream, oh my goodness. So it certainly does make you want to choose ice creams that are organic. And there's lots of organic ice cream choices out there. Bakery products. So again, if you're seeing all different bright colors, I'm thinking about the sprinkles that they put on top of cupcakes for kids. Those sprinkles, all of those bright colors, they're all artificially colored. This was surprising to me. American cheese. Who would think? But then, okay, it's very specifically a uniform color, a color that's predictable time after time after time, year after year. And so, yeah, I can understand that. Because when you have natural, traditionally made cheeses, the color is most, for the most part, pretty uniform, but it's usually pretty pale, and there may be some really slight variations of color in those naturally made cheeses. However, the American cheese, yeah, no variation. And macaroni and cheese, and again, you think about how many kids are having those prepackaged macaroni and cheese products, or maybe they're having macaroni and cheese made with a liquidy cheese that you apply to the cooked pasta. Now, but these are cheese foods. And honestly, that is how very often on the label, they're described cheese food. So it isn't really cheese, but you're going to eat it. So it's a food. All right. So the artificial colorings can contribute to behavioral problems. ADD, ADHD. Who knew? You wouldn't necessarily connect the inability to concentrate and the inability to be still and listen or concentrate or take in information. You wouldn't attribute that to the macaroni and cheese that the kids had the night before, or even the adult had the night before, and your brain is not working the way you would expect it to work. Artificial colors. Significant reduction of IQ. Isn't that enough reason for the FDA to step in there and pay attention to the just terrible amounts of artificial colors that are in our foods? Animal studies have linked other food colorings to cancer. The research is there. The science is there. What are we doing? That's taking in something as food that has the potential to disturb your brain chemistry, ADD, ADHD. Taking in something as food that's going to reduce your IQ, your ability to solve problems, your ability to understand information. And then, other food colorings have been linked to cancer? I'm sorry, but if the FDA won't do it, then you have to do it. You have to protect your good health. You have to protect the good health of your family. You have to protect the good health of your friends. Tell your family and friends, I don't buy this particular product. I would never consume that product because I know what it does to me. Okay. Sodium sulfite. Ha, ha, ha. So often that's what we see in all of our dried fruits. So once again, when you're buying raisins, take a look. Are they dried raisins preserved with sodium sulfites? What about those prunes, those absolutely delicious prunes that you have? Sweet and tasty. And then preserved with sodium sulfite. Apricots, all those different dried fruits, the figs. You might even take a look at the Fig Newton package. So here you think you may be buying something that is a good snack choice for your kids, Fig Newton, and maybe there are sulfites in that product, preserving the figs with sulfites. There are about 1 in 100 individuals who may be sensitive to sulfites, have an allergic reaction to the sulfites. And this is according to studies and science released by the FDA. And people who are sulfite sensitive may experience asthma. Why don't we take a look at the statistics for how many people are dealing with asthma or breathing problems? It's a very interesting thing because more and more older individuals, older over the age of 50, who've been fine all their lives long, and now they are dealing with breathing problems. Now they are having asthma attacks. Asthma attacks that send them to the emergency room. And it may be because they have been exposed just a little too much to some of these sodium sulfites. Headaches. How many people are out there at the drugstore picking up something off the shelf, a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug, to get rid of their headaches? Maybe they're doing that every day. Maybe they're having some raisins for the iron on a daily basis. Maybe they are having the raisins because they think it's good for their blood chemistry. Maybe they're having the raisins for a little bit of fiber for regularity. And they have no idea that the preservative in those raisins, sodium sulfate, has the potential to create a headache. Rashes. And again, how many people are rushing off to the dermatologist because they have this itchy rash and it goes away for a couple of days and then it comes back full force. Goes away for a couple of days, then it comes back. And each time it comes back, it may get a little bit worse. You know where else you're going to find the sulfites? In your wine. And it's so interesting because the sulfites in the wine sometimes can be very minimal and naturally occurring. There are no added sulfites. Many of the wine labels do say no added sulfites. And France as a nation has been very strict with regard to maintaining, let's say, the purity of their wines and minimizing the amount of sulfites that might be allowable to be added. So one of the ways that you can have a little bit of assurance that you will not be dealing with exposure to sulfites and consequently no breathing or asthma problems, headaches or rashes, by choosing organic wines. There are so many lovely organic wines available, and I think people will absolutely enjoy the tastes with those organic wines. So you want to keep yourself breathing problem free, headache free, rash free. Make sure that you're reading the small print on any of the dried fruit products that you might be bringing into your home. Dried fruit products and, as I mentioned, those cookies and snacks that might have a dried fruit filling, because they can be exposed to the sulfates as well. Oh, here's a big one. And I'm talking about nitrites and nitrates. Okay, where are you going to find those? I think pretty much everyone knows now that the commercial hot dogs are highly contaminated with nitrates and nitrites. Why are they such a danger? Because the nitrates and the nitrites combine with naturally occurring acids and enzymes in your digestive system and create a substance called nitrosamine. And the nitrosamine, unfortunately, has strong carcinogenic effects on your body. So sodium nitrate, sodium nitrite. Bacon, you have to take a look at the bacon products, because all of those commercial bacon products, very highly contaminated with nitrates and nitrites. Ham, luncheon meat, corned beef, smoked fish, cured meats. So any kind of meat that has been processed and preserved. So if you're going to the deli counter and you're having some roast beef slice, some chicken, some ham, whatever it might be, you want to ask to see the label and you want to read all of the ingredients that are in that particular lunch meat. So bologna, salami, and any of it, you want to see the label. Now, I do know that there are brands out there that present themselves as nitrate and nitrite free. And you want to find those brands for sliced turkey, sliced ham, roast beef, all salami, all of those different sandwich meats. And then you might want to actually think about cooking your own meat, slicing it, and having it available to put into sandwiches if you're not able to find a reasonable source of nitrate and nitrite-free foods. It is a chemical that turns meat bright red. So very interesting. You know those packages of chopped meat, chopped sirloin, chopped chuck, all of those different packages, and you see it's a bright red color when you pick it up in the grocery store, and then when you break open the package, you see that the bright red color is just on the surface, and underneath it's a much less appetizing color. Why is that? So, it's time for me to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And when I come back, I'm going to finish this discussion on nitrates and nitrites. And it's so amazingly interesting that the FDA knows as much and probably lots more than I do about the dangers of nitrates and nitrites, but they're still in our foods. So if you want to protect your good health, the FDA is not doing it for you. Stay tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back.
Want to keep up to date on progress? At Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, you can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAVA-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And just a reminder, if you want to hear any of the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour shows, you can find them at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center's website, www.savalotnutritioncenters.com. And you can go to wwnnradio.com and listen on your computer. Don't have to have an AM radio. Don't have to deal with some of the interferences with the radio station. So wwnnradio.com as well as SAVALOTNutritionCenters.com. All of the shows are archived there. On the Save-A-Lot website, they are archived not only by date, but you can also find a little bit of a teaser about what the subject of the show was for that particular date. Okay, just before the break, I was talking about nitrates and nitrites and smoked fish. Any kind of really processed animal source protein. So you have to be really careful about what you're buying as, let's say, the filling for your favorite sandwich. The sodium nitrate is a chemical that turns meat bright red. It's highly carcinogenic when it enters your digestive system, and it forms nitrosamine that I mentioned, nitrosamine compounds that get into your bloodstream. And then when they're in the bloodstream and your liver is struggling to create the enzymes to break apart these chemical compounds, they actually have liver damaging effect, pancreas damaging effect. So the imagine the changes in your bloodstream with these nitrosamines and all through your body, but in particular, your liver and your pancreas suffer with these chemical compounds. And we know that there are so many cancers, digestive system cancers, that are related to the exposure over years and years and years to nitrates and nitrites. It's interesting because years ago, a professor at a Midwest medical school, Dr. Sam Epstein, wrote a book called The Politics of Cancer. And he talked about all of the different substances that people are exposed to in their foods and all of the different chemicals that people are exposed to in their environment. So you think about the chemicals in the paints in your house, in the flooring in your house, in the upholstery, in the draperies, in all different areas of your home, and then all different areas of your food. It is astonishing that we don't have everyone dealing with a diagnosis of cancer, a diagnosis of ADD, dementia, memory loss, any of that. It's these overwhelming exposures that are so problematical, and if you think a government agency is protecting you, think again, because we've known this information about nitrates and nitrites for years. And keep in mind that you can find plenty of organic choices, organic hot dogs, bacon that is nitrate and nitrite free. So an informed shopper, you're going to stay healthy. Okay, here's again, each line of this list that I go through and I think, oh, yes, I remember how important it was to avoid this. What am I talking about? BHA and BHT. These are preservatives. And I'm laughing to myself because when Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw came out with their life extension book, they actually suggested that people take the chemical BHT as a supplement. And their idea was it was going to preserve your tissues. And the company Twin Lab actually had one of those products, BHT. You're going to preserve yourself. And, okay, so in addition to preserving yourself, it has a negative neurological impact. Where are you going to find those BHTs and BHAs? Potato chips. Gum. Frozen sausages, enriched rice, candy, Jell-O, cereals. So BHA and BHT are pretty hard to get away from. They're in so many diverse foods. Potato chips and frozen sausages, those are pretty far apart there. Okay, so what happens when you have BHT and BHA added to the foods? It keeps those foods from changing color. So you have, once again, uniform color that's very pleasing to your visual response to the food, but not so wonderful to your digestive system. Okay, the BHT and BHA will prevent the food from becoming rancid. So you know when you are tasting a potato chip that's old or some kind of cracker that's old or nuts or seeds, you know, okay, that's starting to go bad. It's rancid. And so maybe you're really grateful for the BHA and the BHT. Okay. Unfortunately, it has the potential to alter behavior. So what's one of the really big problems that teachers face with their students in schools? Changes in behavior, that inability to sit still, concentrate, focus on the task at hand. And I'm all about giving the kids enough exercise time, enough time to move around, because keep in mind, they're not little adults. They have a different level of energy and they need to move around. But the changes in behavior that come about because of exposure to BHA and BHT, so potato chips, gum, candy, Jell-O, all of those are really common foods that we give to our kids. It alters brain chemistry. It has the potential to cause cancer. They're oxidants. So what are we all about as people who are supporting our good health? We're all about antioxidant substances. We want to have the highest and the best antioxidant content in our foods. So what are all of the superfoods that we focus on? Why do we have them? Why do we call them superfoods? We call them superfoods because they are antioxidant. And here's the very chemical that acts as an oxidant, creating oxidative stress. What's a part of your body that is so vulnerable to oxidation? Brain chemistry, your brain tissue. So the BHA and the BHT are oxidants, and they create cancer-causing reactive compounds, not only in your brain, but in your body as well. So if you're looking for a really good crispy chip snack, look organic. Look at the quality of the oil that those chips or crunchy snack are made with. And avoid the BHA and the BHT. Okay. Coming up on the end of the show, one more that I will talk about, sulfur dioxide. It's, again, a preservative in beer, in soft drinks, dried fruit, juices, vinegar, all kinds of processed potato products. So if you've been buying your little potato side dish for on your dinner plate from a box, look for the content of sulfur dioxide. Sulfur additives are very toxic. The reactions can be breathing problems, asthma. It can lower your blood pressure, tingling sensations, and even for people who are sensitive, anaphylactic shock. And it certainly interferes with your body's ability to utilize certain B vitamins and vitamin E. So be very, very cautious about exposing yourself or your family to any of the snack foods that might have sulfur dioxide. And it's dried fruit, soft drinks, and juices. So make sure you really keep those things away from your kids. Keep in mind, you can go to the Save a Lot Nutrition website, Save a Lot, SAVALOT, nutritioncenters.com, and there's videos up so you can keep an eye on the progress, and maybe we'll have a lottery for the person who gets the opening date correct. You can find out all about that progress at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, half a mile south of Sample Road in Margate. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow with more on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.